We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080, because good things happen in communities that care.
I can't believe that we're already the last Saturday of the month. We flew through December. So many things going on, and we just thought it might be appropriate to do our Community Connections program like we always do. We've never missed a month, not that I know of, because especially now we're connected, so we're able to virtually be everywhere virtually. And on the line with us right now is Paula Gilberto, who's our co-host with the Community Connections program. She's the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And good morning to you, Paula. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. How was Christmas? Did you have a good time at your place?
I did, yeah. Actually, it was different. You know, we're all isolating or celebrating, I should say, you know, in smaller pods in our respective homes. But thanks to technology like FaceTime and Zoom, I was still able to connect with a lot of family members and friends. I hope the same was true of you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've all learned to, there was a time when we all couldn't stand this stuff. You know, we were being so much social stuff out there, we didn't get to connect with each other. Now, thank God we can because of this. The biggest question, and I know I spoke with Annie during the week, your assistant, and she was talking a bit about, you know, it looks like the effects of COVID are going to draw way past us getting vaccinated, and how long it's going to. In many parts of Connecticut, we never got back from what happened in 2008. So the big question is, how is this going to affect, or, you know, nobody's got a crystal ball, but as we go into 2021, what are you looking at as far as things continuing on with the economic impact of COVID?
Sure. Yeah. Great question, Steve. You know, we're continuing to look at a lot of data, to talk to a lot of community-based organizations, you know, the organizations similar to our healthcare providers that are frontline. They're the ones that are seeing the effects. And I know you had our good colleagues from the Salvation Army on just prior to this show, and they're another great example of a United Way partner that's frontline. But what we're experiencing, or what our community experiencing, is that we have deep, deep, deep-rooted food insecurity. You know, the fact that we have 70 to 80% of the people that are going to mobile food sites and the Rentschler Field food distribution by food share, 70 to 80%, Steve, are first-timers, meaning they never before needed to have to supplement their food. This is the first time they've had to go to a food distribution site. In housing, a critical factor that we're monitoring is what may or may not happen in terms of the federal stimulus package, but also feeling very fortunate that here in Connecticut, eviction moratorium is in effect through to February 9th. Now, that said, we know that there are nearly 39,000 renters in the state that may be facing eviction once that moratorium is lifted. We also know that we have nearly 70,000 families, or 1 in 7 renters, that have fallen behind in rent. So again, very significant. Now, what's all of that related to? The food insecurity and the issues with paying one's rent, et cetera. It all has to do with the results of the pandemic in terms of furloughs, and in terms of actual job eliminations, people being laid off. So our state unemployment rate is just over 8%. When you think about it, that's nearly 155,000 people who are out of work. 155,000 people in the state of Connecticut out of work. And since last November 2019 to November 2020, we've lost 96,000 jobs in the state. Now, some of those jobs may be coming back, but a good number of them aren't. And let's think about this in terms of the huge impact that this has had on industries such as retail, right? Even though we had a little bit of a boon in terms of holiday shopping, many of those smaller businesses, you know, the Main Street USA businesses aren't surviving. They've had to close their doors. You think about the impact in terms of restaurants, right? 600 restaurants statewide that have closed. So all of this goes into what we need to anticipate for COVID recovery. And the last thing I want to note, Steve, in terms of the impact, let's think about the number of kids that have fallen behind academically because schools were closed for such a period of time, and now you have this hybrid learning or remote learning. So just a little note here, because this is going to affect the future of these kids. We have 20% fewer preschoolers actually enrolled, and we have 12% fewer kids enrolled in kindergarten. So this means that we have nearly 30% preschoolers, kindergartners combined that never enrolled this year. And again, when you project ahead, that may have long-term impact in terms of education outcomes.
And you know, I mean, when you really think about the cost involved and things like, you know, daycare, that people, you know, and people not able to have to change their work schedule. There's still people that have to go to work and they can't be, you know, they can't be home taking care of their children. Their children some days have to go on, you know, virtually. It's just crazy. And, you know, my sister's a retired kindergarten teacher. She's not retired anymore because now, you know, now she's got the grandchildren coming over and she's able to help them coordinate all this stuff from home. So there's it's a real roller coaster ride, and it is a real double-edged sword in so many ways, because it's brought us together in so many ways, but it's also, we also need to physically get back together. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with our Community Connections program and talk more about COVID-19, but also how important it is that hopefully you can keep supporting the United Way during some very, very difficult times. Maybe you can't support as much as you would have in the past, but we are really, really counting on you so much to keep us going in the year ahead. So let's take a break, and we'll be back with more Community Connections right after this.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And we are back with our Community Connections program. Paula Gilberto, President and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, is with us. And we're just talking a little bit about what's been going on from this year, COVID-19, and how we're rolling into next year, COVID-19. And it's definitely a new world out there, but we still need your help more than ever. Paula, let's talk a little bit about, you know, when the year end comes and everybody's looking at, you know, how they can, you know, help out in these last few days, especially. Where are we at with the United Way, and how has all of this affected you folks and your fundraising?
Well, similar to the Salvation Army, and I would say all nonprofits, we've all had to adapt very quickly. You know, the tradition of fundraising from company-sponsored golf tournaments, outdoor activities, even just the changes in the workplace have all affected fundraising by all of us. In the case of United Way, you know, recognizing that we have 60-plus nonprofit partners, including the Salvation Army, that benefit from individuals that make that one contribution to United Way in the interests of serving many. Now, we've responded to that by setting up a very special United Way COVID-19 fund. Again, recognizing, as anyone who's been impacted by this pandemic has recognized, there are long-term effects of the pandemic on the livelihood of children, adults, seniors, and families. The fund that we've established is going to help provide immediate emergency assistance for food, for rent, for utilities. We also are putting resources into employment. We need to get people back at work, and that may mean, Steve, reskilling people, you know, so transitioning from a job in a restaurant, perhaps, to something in healthcare or in manufacturing. Financial coaching, income supports, all will be addressed by this fund. And a critical piece of this funding is going to be used to help reengage children and youth academically, but also to invest some resources in how they're doing with what we call social emotional learning, you know, so that, you know, ability to communicate, to address one's feelings, to deal with one's stress. And of course, I know one of your favorites, United Way 211. We need resources that we are able to ensure that the state's information and referral service continues and is able to address these growing needs. We're just so excited about this, and also want to encourage anyone who's listening, if you do want to give and if you're able to give, please go to United Way's website, click on donate. Your funds will go directly into the United Way COVID-19 Response Fund. And the site for that is UnitedWayInc.org. So that's UnitedWayInc.org, all one word, UnitedWayInc.org. Click on donate. Your funds will go into COVID-19 response. We're thrilled that Stanley Black & Decker stepped up to kick off this recovery fund, and they've made a very generous award of $140,000. $100,000 is going to go directly into general COVID response through our fund. And the other portion is going to help establish and kick off a virtual early literacy program. So we are going to be able to connect adult volunteers virtually with a struggling reader, kindergarten to third grade, over a secure platform using a great online library that deals with comprehension, reading guides, et cetera. So we're thrilled. We're going to be kicking this off as a pilot with a few schools in Hartford. I want to give a shout out to our Hartford Public Schools, along with our community partners, Compass, along with the Village for Families and Children. So kudos to Stanley Black & Decker. Again, very generous investment to kick off this recovery event. And then we had a second award, Steve, and this was from Navigate Affordable Housing. And in this case, they donated $125,000 to our rent and assistance program, rent and housing assistance program. And again, we're fortunate that in Connecticut, the eviction moratorium has been extended to February 9th. But we know that there will be people who will not be able financially to pay back what they're in arrears. And so these resources are going to be of significant help to prevent people from being turned out of their homes.
Well, let's also try to remind people, because this is a big thing. When you talk about first-timers and people that are, you know, 70% or so of the people that have never had to ask for help, and, of course, the lines at Rentschler Field and what Jason Jakubowski and his crew from Food Share and now the Connecticut Food Bank coming into the whole thing, what they're doing, and so hard for people to ask. And it's nice in a situation like that they don't have to. Just get in there and here's your food and go. But what about, just because we can see that February 9th date staring at us as far as people that, you know, they may be evicted. Tell people again how simple it is for them to go and ask for help when it comes to getting fuel, taking care of their utilities and their oil and all that. Where do they start if they need help in that area and they can see it coming? This cold weather is right at our door.
Sure. The first thing to do and the best thing to do is to punch in 211. On your phone. Just punch in 211. That is a service by United Way. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, multi-languages available. It is the first line in terms of finding what's available to an individual in terms of all health and human service programs. That said, Steve, it's important for us to not only keep that going, but also to ensure that there are agencies who are able to provide their services. So it's great to call, but if you call and you're unable to get something because that agency has lacked funding to provide services, well, then you're not helped in the end. So again, mm-hmm. just cannot encourage people enough to make a financial contribution. United Way is one of those all-purpose. You give once, it helps many. So 211 to get connected, give to United Way through unitedwayinc.org to ensure that funding is available to nonprofit organizations for those critical health and human service programs.
Yeah, and when you are making your donations, because I know this is a common question, you can note on there if you want your dollars to go into a specific agency or a specific area, right?
You can do that through one's workplace giving campaign.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. But when one goes to our site to give, they're giving to United Way's COVID-19 response fund so that we in turn are able to put those dollars where they're most needed in terms of community services.
Well, nobody has a better idea than you guys because you're watching over all of them all the time.
We're doing our best, Steve. That's the value of having this incredible network of community partners, as well as a wonderful staff and group of volunteers that are really keeping track of all of this.
All right. Before we let you wiggle out of here, because I know it's we're mm-hmm. coming up on Money Wisdom, and of course it's important for people to remember, you know, the 211-211. Also, as we're moving forward into January, you got any predictions? What are you thinking, Paula? I mean, are we ever going to get through all this stuff, or how's the first quarter looking as far as you guys are concerned?
Well, again, cannot emphasize enough the importance of people giving financially. Our nonprofit community clearly needs these resources in order to be able to provide service to what we know are going to be increased needs. And your one gift to United Way is going to serve many through this network of community partners. I also think, Steve, that there's great promise with respect to the vaccine and the rollout of the vaccine. I also think that there's great promise to the fact that so many people are protecting themselves and their loved ones by physical distancing, frequent hand washing, wearing masks. If we do all of that, and once this vaccine is rolled out effectively, we will get back to some semblance of normal. I think the key thing, Steve, is we want a better normal for people. And that goes into addressing the deep inequities that existed before. And we have a real shot here, Steve, with people's generosity of ensuring that people do better than they did before when they were scraping by.
I think people now, they know now more than ever, like we just saw with the Salvation Army store. The people that can give, and there are people out there, maybe they can't give as much as they were. But I think people in general right now with COVID-19 have a pretty good idea of how the money is needed. So mm-hmm. not more than ever, but yeah, in some ways more than ever, because there's more people than ever. So please, mm-hmm. anything you can do, just contribute to the COVID-19 fund at the United Way, unitedwayinc.org. UnitedWayInc.org. Of course, you can find them Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. You can't get away from them. And hashtag United Do Something, and then capital letters B-I-G. You hashtag United. I like the United to do something, and then capital letters big. So can't thank you enough. And again, Paula Gilberto, CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Thank you so much. And I guess we're not having that big blowout at your house for New Year's Eve this year, right, Paula? That's off the table?
That's off the table, Steve.
Ah, son of a gun. I still got the pictures from the last one. No, thank you so much. And please give our best and our holiday wishes to you and the family. And God bless you. It's been a tough few years for a lot of us, but mm-hmm. thankfully to friendships and the United Way, we've been able to keep it all together. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Steve. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.